Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Patrick Maloney, tell me about your views on immigration. Tell me about how they may differ from your predecessor, who is now running against you again. And I wonder, are we on the right path here?
Well, are we on the right path? Here's what I support. I mean, there are three things that are critical. The first is securing the border. No kidding, secure the border. Secondly, verify the workforce so that we know that people who are working are documented to do so, and employers aren't taking advantage and they're held accountable if they do. And third, we need a earned path to citizenship, legalization, so that we can bring people out of the shadows. It's unrealistic to think we're going to deport, 10, 11, 12 million people. We need people paying taxes, and they need to pay a fine. They need to get in the back of the line. They need to get right with the law, pay their debt. They can't disadvantage anybody who's been doing it the right way. That's unfair. We're not going to do that. People have to learn English. They can't have a criminal record, all kinds of bells and whistles, and time. It's going to take over a decade, 13, 15 years, whatever it is. But for goodness sakes, our current system is broken. It's a mess. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows if there's a bunch of folks living in a town where the kids are going to the school, their parents aren't paying into the school district, that doesn't work over time. And most of the parents just want to work, and the folks who want their help are people in that same community. I mean, that's what they're doing in Mount Kisco at Neighbors Link, where I visited recently. We can get together as a community. We can grow our population in a legal way. We can increase our tax base. We can have a burst of entrepreneurial energy. We can have more people paying into Social Security and Medicare and our other tax systems. And we can move our economy forward. And I will take imperfect progress over perfect gridlock any day. My opponent, I don't know where she is on this. I think you'll have to ask Nan Hayworth on that. I think, like a lot of her Tea Party friends, they just want to, bury their head in the sand and say we're not going to do anything because it won't be perfect, or because we don't want to admit that, the future of this country looks a certain way and we've got to make it productive and get our economy going and include everybody. And so, that's where I am on it.
What are your constituents telling you about this?
My constituents say the system is broken and fix it. And they're tired of this political game in Washington. They don't care whether it helps the Democrats or the Republicans, and neither do I. They want it fixed. They want a system that's fair to the people who've been doing it the right way. They want people to be held accountable if they're breaking our laws. But they want to move forward, and they want to, particularly with kids, particularly what they call the dreamers, kids who are born here, who are American citizens, by the way, need to be in families that are legalized, but also kids who were brought here through no fault of their own, so who are not citizens but who came at a very young age and who have grown up here, who've been in school here. We have to get realistic about this, and it's not going to be perfect, but we can go forward as a community, and we can do a lot better than the current busted system.
I know you're still concerned about the way we recovered from Hurricane Sandy or Superstorm Sandy. What's your latest observations about that?
Well, the work is not done. I mean, what people need to know is that right now, I'm chasing $338 million of assistance. That's 123 specific items. My office has identified working with 48 different communities around the Hudson Valley. And what is that? That means it is disaster recovery, you bet. So there's $157 million of FEMA aid that we've already put in people's hands for damages they incurred. But more importantly, it's about prevention. We know we're going to save $4 in disaster assistance for every $1 we spent in moving the generator, in hardening assets, in burying wires, in doing the kinds of things that we need to do now before the next superstorm. And we've been working very closely across the aisle with supervisors, with mayors, with county executives. And I want to give the governor credit. We're working very closely with Governor Cuomo and his senior staff. I met with them on Friday to discuss this list. And there's things that are $40 million on my list, and there are things that are $40,000 on my list. But we've got to get this going. We've got to fix the roof while the sun is shining, because we know we're going to experience more superstorms.
And is there a sense of frustration on the part of the people who are in the district?
Oh, I think people who are hurt, or you can't help them fast enough. I think if you go out to Butternut Drive and you look at the Forge Hill Bridge that still isn't up 2 years after the fact, it gets your blood boiling. I get that. Things take too long. It takes the government too long. That's why my office is working night and day to identify the key projects and the key needs, to make sure people know about them. We work with people on their hazard mitigation plans and all the red tape and forms to fill out so they qualify for that kind of aid. And if anybody listening is still hurting in Orange County, in the parts of Dutchess from Beacon up to Poughkeepsie that I represent, or even if you're somewhere else, contact my office and we'll see if we can help.
We have two very distinguished people living in Mount Kisco or near it. You've got the president in Chappaqua. You've got the governor in Mount Kisco. We've got a radio station there. How do you feel extra responsibility for having a president and a governor living in your district?
I think it just means that, it's just confirmation that the Hudson Valley is the best place in America to live, work, raise a family. I mean, what are we talking about? I mean, I have the extreme privilege of living across from West Point every morning. I look out at the Hudson River every day on my way to work and look at the scenes that were some of the most famous scenes in the Hudson River School of Painting. You know, it's a wonderful place. We're close to New York City. You can get to work on a train if you want. And we need to keep preserving our environment, protecting our infrastructure, making it safer and more reliable to get in and out and affordable for work. That's why, you know, everybody from a president to a woman who works at, you know, a diner supporting her family thinks this is the right place to live.
Our Pete Seeger, my hero, passed just a while ago. You have any observations on that?
Oh, he's a great American and a great voice for the dream of America, which is that it belongs to all of us. That's what his music was about, and about keeping the long view of preserving our environment, of understanding the treasures that we are stewards of, and staying local. I mean, one of the things I like about Pete Seeger is that, you know, I'd see him down on the river at some potluck with the Clearwater Sloop guys. He'd be at events, you know, at the local high school or signing his book for folks or playing a concert. I mean, this was a guy who never stopped being a part of his community, but also raised our horizons a little bit and reminded us that, you know, the American dream isn't a guarantee. We got to work for it. And if we aren't constantly pushing it out to working and middle class people and to the poor, it will drift up to the very wealthy, and that will stop being America. And that's what I think of when I think of Pete Seeger, and we're going to miss him.
We sure are. Well, Sean Patrick Maloney, always fun to have you with us. We'll sure look forward to the next round when we have you back with us, and good luck on everything you're doing. It's hard work, I know that.
Thanks, Alan.